This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is the Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and, of course, always online. Tuesday afternoon show with me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got Paul, our guest, here this afternoon.
We have.
Hello.
Our singist, yeah. Paul.
Our singist. And you were telling us about your new song.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's got a meaning or not. Does it have a story?
Yeah, certainly. You know, the song's about a couple whose relationship's in turmoil.
Right.
And, you know, it starts off all good, you know. They're very much in love, you know, and unfortunately the guy has, you know, he's got a drinking problem, you know, and, you know, everything goes downhill from there, you know, and, you know, that's, you know, it means a lot to me, this song, because, you know, yeah, it's a massive thing, you know, this song for me.
And you wrote it, you say?
Yeah, I did write it myself,
Words and music, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah. I was, like I say, I was given the track by my producer, who had the belief in me to do it. And,
that's,
you know,
good.
I've pulled it off, you know, and it's currently being produced as we speak, you know, and I'm just waiting for the nod off him to get it out there.
So, any idea roughly when that's going to be available for download?
I'm hoping it's going to be within the next 4 or 5 weeks, realistically.
Okay, so you're going to hit midsummer, which is really quite nice for a song.
Yeah.
Okay, and
is it a ballad? Is it an upbeat? Is it?
I'd say personally, from my experience, it's going to be like, it's got a nice, a beefer sort of style beats to it. You know, very mellow, but with some really good beats in it.
And, good.
You know, it, like I say earlier on, I'm hoping it'll touch a lot of hearts because there's a story to it as well. So,
So do you play an instrument? Do you merely sing?
I just sing, you know. Yep. I love singing from an early age. I just remember, as far as I can go back, you know, I always... Do you remember the egg slicer things?
Yes.
I used to play the guitar. I used to pretend it was a guitar, you know, with the little strings on it and things.
Cut your fingers to bits,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, I probably did a few times. I've just been music's my life. You know,
it's good.
It's what I wake up to. It's what I go to sleep.
I'm always in awe of anybody who can actually write a song from nothing, because I've got no tunes in my head at all. I've got plenty of tunes that other people have written in my head, but none that I've got of my own. I don't know where they would come from.
You know, I can sing in my head. But not when it comes out of my mouth.
No, I know what you mean.
Two cats being strangled, you can imagine that, that's me.
I'm very honoured, like I say, but I've also got a music video which I'm working on at the moment.
Oh, yes, okay.
To go with this song.
Which is going to be filmed on the island.
You've got a location in mind, or is it indoors?
I have got a location in mind. It's going to be towards, like, the, you know, the Needles sort of end. It's going to be a beautiful setting for the video, but obviously it's going to run into sort of dark things as well along the way.
Fine,
I don't want to go into it too much.
No, that's fine. We'll see it when comes out.
I'm hoping, you know, to get this video sort of started at the end of this week, I'm hoping. So,
good.
You know,
okay.
A couple of scenes and stuff.
So when you get this track and it's all produced and it's all wonderful,
are
you going to allow us to play it for you?
Of course I will, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. I want to get it out there as much as I can.
That's absolutely great.
You know, there's a few scenarios I've had to, you know, sort of, you know, it's going to go one way or the other for me. You know, but I'm a great believer in this song.
Good.
So is my producer. So,
good.
You know, let's hope it goes somewhere. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, and that's
well, that's the only way you can look at it.
Yeah.
Now, in the meantime, you're still earning money by gigging.
Yes.
So whereabouts are you going to be over the next little while?
Well, I'm going to be performing on this Saturday, at the Hog's Head in Newport.
All right.
Oh yes, I know it. Yes.
I'm going to be on at 3 o'clock there.
Yeah.
It's quite an early gig.
In the afternoon. Sorry, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Hogshead on Saturday, Saturday. And on the 1st of July, I'm at St. Helens Village Fair.
Oh, right, yes.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice village fair, that.
It is, it's really good there.
On the 7th of July, I'm going to be at the St. Thomas Primary School in Carisbrook, where I'm going to be doing a charity event there.
Good.
On the 14th of July, I'm going to be at Kizzy Puppies Charity. In God's Hill. I've got quite a few. I'm going to be at Regent Square Garden on the 15th of July in Ryde.
You're a busy boy then.
I am. My calendar's getting quite busy now. And Bestie and Spinkies, they've booked me twice.
Oh, yes, down there in front, Ventnor on the seafront there. Yes. Yeah. Nice restaurant, that, I have to say.
Is it nice?
Yeah. Other restaurants are available, but that is a nice one.
Yeah, so I'm going to be playing there twice in August. I've got some amazing events coming up, and my good friend Chris Kane.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be singing at his writing ceremony in December.
Yes, we'll be there for that. We'll be there for that.
Great stuff.
The story writing competition in December. Yeah. Well, that's the prize giving for it in December. Chris will be in next week, but I don't know if he's going to have any details of that quite this time here.
A couple of months.
Chris comes in once a month to talk about Sight for White. So we'll hear that. But yes, we know Chris quite well. And so he'll be there. That's
lovely,
good.
Lovely bloke. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. And it's not going to be at this old venue, is it? It's going to be somewhere.
No, because it was in the Minster, wasn't it? But that was so cold.
It was so cold last year. We always froze. But anyway, so yes, you've got plenty going on. But if people wanted to book you for their wedding or party, how do they go about that?
Right. Well, I've got a page on Facebook, which you can all go to. It's called Lucas/Male Solo Artist. Now you can just join freely and I'll add you. You can see what I'm up to on there. There's plenty of information.
Lucas is your stage name?
It is, yeah. Right. Yes, it's my middle name, you see. So
Lucas, what was it?
Lucas/Male Solo Artist on Facebook.
Got it. Lucas.
Or you can visit me on YouTube, Lucas Male Vocal Artist. I've got a show reel on there of my performance at the George on Saturday.
There is
plenty of access to see what up to.
Yeah, if you go into Facebook, type in the search box, which I've just done, which is why I've mailed this, it'll pop straight up.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's how people can contact you.
So feel free to answer yourself.
So you'll do parties, corporate events?
Yeah, anything, basically, yeah.
Excellent. We may be talking to you later towards the end of the year about something.
Oh, thanks.
So Lucas Mel, solo artist, new song coming out. Can you give us the title?
Yeah, it's called Massive Personal Achievement for Myself, and I can't wait to get it out there, you know, and let people hear my music and what it's about, because like I say, it's important because it's a story, and, you know, stories are good, and it's like true life, you know. And
absolutely.
It is. So, well, we'll look forward to seeing that and hearing it. We'll also look forward to finding out a bit more about your video.
Yeah.
Have fun up at the Needles if you're going to do that. Our good friend Derek Sandy did his last video up at the Needles,
but it was
December, so I think he froze a bit up there.
It was a Christmas single,
so he got a bit chilly.
He didn't have a shirt on.
He was buried Derek Sandy. So, good fun with that. You should have nice weather for that this time of year.
Yeah, hopefully,
And the Talk To Me is out in a few weeks' time, hopefully. You'll let us know.
I will, definitely. People who know me, I'll always let people know what I'm doing, because, you know, I'm proud of what I'm doing, you know.
Yeah. And why shouldn't you be?
You know, it's the only way I'm going to get my name around, and unfortunately, you know, I'm going to be spattering it all over Facebook. That's life, you know.
Absolutely fine. We'll appreciate that, and we'll stick it in our system and play it out for you, no problem at all. Just let us know when it's there. Thank you very much for coming in, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having me,
And we'll hear from you very soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Our island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.